Good morning, this is Alex Marienthal with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Monday, February 3rd at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Grizzly Outfitters and Highline Partners. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. Snow started yesterday morning and dropped 14 inches in the Bridger Range and 7 to 10 inches elsewhere. Overnight, wind shifted east to northeast at 5 to 15 miles per hour with gusts of 20 to 30 miles per hour. In the Bridger Range, east wind is 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to 50 miles per hour. This morning, temperatures are single digits to low teens, and today will reach mid-teens Fahrenheit. Wind will remain 15 to 30 miles per hour out of the east to northeast and decrease to 5 to 15 miles per hour this afternoon. Snow showers taper with a couple more inches this morning, followed by partly sunny skies this afternoon. Since yesterday morning, the Bridger Range received 14 inches of snow equal to 1.4 inches of snow water equivalent. Strong east wind drifted snow into thicker slabs that are easy to trigger. Fresh wind slabs formed in unusual locations, like along west-facing ridgelines or upslope of rolling terrain on east aspects. Today, avoid wind-loaded slopes where natural avalanches are possible and human-triggered avalanches are likely. Yesterday, Doug skied in the northern Bridger Range and didn't see signs of instability in the new snow, but he skied conservative terrain due to the rapid heavy load. He is tired of talking about sugary snow at the ground, but continues to remind us this weak layer makes larger avalanches possible. We remain diligent and avoid slopes where we suspect sugary snow near the ground, no matter how tired we are of talking about it. On Mount Ellis, weak sugary snow makes up most of the snowpack. The northern Gallatin Range received about half as much snow as the Bridgers. In Highlight, avalanches are not as likely, but still possible. However, the weak snowpack on Mount Ellis will make larger avalanches likely where new snow is drifted into thicker slabs. Today, avalanche danger is considerable on wind-loaded slopes and moderate on other slopes in the Bridger Range and northern Gallatin Range. Near Big Sky, West Yellowstone, and Cook City, the mountains received 7 to 10 inches of snow equal to 0.4 to 0.8 inches of snow water equivalent. Avalanches are possible to trigger, especially where east wind grew fresh wind slabs. On non-wind-loaded steep slopes, dry loose avalanches and slabs of new snow are possible. Watch for cracking of the snow surface around your skis as a sign new snow is unstable. On Thursday near Cook City, I triggered a fresh wind slab similar to what is possible today. A less likely but higher consequence avalanche can break deeper and wider on sugary weak layers near the base of the snowpack. Ian discusses this problem in his recent video from Lionhead. Dave was in Cook City over the weekend and found unstable test results on this deep weak layer, and in his video shows the thick, heavy slab that could break. On Saturday near Big Sky, a cornice fall triggered a deep avalanche, and in the southern Madison Range, a snowmobiler triggered a deep and wide avalanche and luckily was not caught. Be extra cautious of wind-loaded slopes and carefully evaluate the snowpack and terrain before riding any steep slope. Avalanches are possible to trigger, and today the avalanche danger is rated moderate. In the Madison Range, Southern Gallatin Range, Lionhead area near West Yellowstone, and mountains near Cook City. If you get out, please send us your observations. You can fill out a form on our website, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave a voicemail at 406-587-6984. Thanks and have a great day.